Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Dave Collins. Batting second. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting third. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Winfield. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Dave Righetti. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey takes first base on ball four. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cabell settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Cabell. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mumphrey moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble takes first base on ball four. Mumphrey moves to third. Winfield moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles takes first base on ball four. Mumphrey scores. Winfield moves to third. Gamble moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Yankees. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell takes first base on ball four. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cabell. The throw from Cerrone and he is out, Randolph applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive towards first. Cabell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Yankees, 1, Tigers, 1. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Randolph hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mumphrey who is chasing the ball. Brookins reaches third base with a triple. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Righetti. Brookins scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trammell moves to second. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a line drive towards third. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cerrone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffey hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to third. Brookins moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mumphrey takes first base on ball 4. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Winfield hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Mumphrey moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffey hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Griffey for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into left field. Winfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Winfield hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gamble hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Yankees, 2, Tigers, 2. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Righetti covering, for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-3 in the game. Griffey takes first base on ball 4. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-3 in the game. Cerrone bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Whitaker covering, double play. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-4 in the game. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy May now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Brookins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Winfield. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Trammell bunts towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Brookins moves to third. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker is walked intentionally. Rich Gossage now pitching. Richie Hebner pinch hits for Enos Cabell. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is walked intentionally. Whitaker moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-4 in the game. Herndon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Richie Hebner now playing first base. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Morris, and towards Whitaker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Turner pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-4 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Gossage fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Turner moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Turner moves to third. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Dave Tobik now pitching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-4 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Frazier now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Smalley settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Smalley. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-5 in the game. Herndon bunts towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to third. Hebner moves to second. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish is walked intentionally. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Turner hits a fly ball into left field. Winfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.